Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and we have a studio full of people here this morning, and they're very excited about an event coming up. Melissa, I'm going to start with you, the Executive Director of the Pikes Cancer Support House, Melissa Hudson. Welcome.
Good morning.
You've got a room full of board members here.
Yes, wonderful board members.
Wonderful. Any board member is a good board member who will show up at a radio station to do some interviews for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have our co-chair for this event for Pink for Pites Rodeo, Scott Copeland, and we have Terry Ware and Mary Potter.
Good morning to all of you. Pink for Pites, the big rodeo that's coming up August 11th and 12th, a two-day event. Now, last year, it was an absolute deluge, the whole weekend of the rodeo. We're knocking on wood. We wouldn't mind a little rain, but not during the rodeo. We're hoping that the weather turns out and stays good for everybody. There is so much that goes on over this two-day event during the community. Now, there's a lot going on this weekend, but that's a good thing. You're already going to be out and about. The rodeo always starts a little bit later. We got to wait for it to cool down a little bit. But run through the schedule and tell us what we can expect over the 2 days.
Okay, we're going to kick off the events on Friday evening with the Troy Farnham Band. That'll be at 6 o'clock, so plan on getting your family together and joining us. That's a great way to start this event. And then it's going to be followed both nights. We're going to have a dunk tank, so come out. The kids love that. Pony rides will be Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, followed by we have the Pink Jail. Get your list of names together, old and young, and we have somebody that'll go around and arrest them. It's a small donation, and that's always a lot of fun and a photo opportunity for all the family to enjoy.
And then you have to pay to get out of jail.
Can we just leave them in there? I mean, is
that a bad? That's always a choice.
It's up to you. Okay, thank you.
We have the Breast Cancer Survivors ceremony Friday and Saturday night. If you know any survivors who you wish to participate, please call 508-2273. Get them signed up. That's a wonderful and emotional event and just a great way to honor those that you love so much.
And that happens around 8, a little bit after 8.
Yes, yes. And the rodeo, you know, it starts at 8 o'clock. The bronc riding, calf roping, team roping, barrel racing, goat untying, bull riding, and mutton busting for the kids. It's so neat to see these kids out there. It's so much fun.
Of course, the Arkansas Family Rodeo and the Rand Rodeo Company help put the rodeo on and have all the different activities going on. Any celebrities so far signed up for the dunk tank? I mean, do we need to get out there early, get our tickets, get our arm warmed up?
Well, we're so lucky that our mammography tech with Baxter Regional, she has offered her time to be dunked in the dunk tank. For all those smashing of the lady's breast, she is wanting to be dunked.
She's a sweetheart, but I can't wait. I'm going to nail her.
It's going to be fun. Saturday night, we have the tug of war going on. Not quite sure who all the teams are. That's going to take place at 6:15. It's always fun to watch. Scott, do you know who any of those teams are?
I don't have a full list at this point. We're trying to get about 68 teams to have a little bracket set up for that. That way...
So if somebody has a team they want to do, who should they call?
Jay Chafin.
Okay. Do you happen to know his phone number?
No, but you can Google Jay Chafin State Farm. I'm sure he would appreciate us Googling him all day long if we could.
Yeah, so be creative. Yeah. Get a fun team together.
I know
it's
that
fun
we,
to watch.
You know, some of the teams, one of them is the Moose Lodge. They participated last year, and some Cowboys, of course. They want to put them together.
They want to have a rematch last year. The Cowboys from Rand Rodeo beat the Moose Lodge in the finals, and the Moose Lodge would like a rematch.
And my money is on the
fun.
Moose.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
It was a long tug.
It was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch.
That was when the mud kind of had its place.
Yeah.
It made it better. But even with all the rain last year, it didn't dampen the spirits of all the participants that came out for such a wonderful event. So don't let that deter you. We have plenty of tents set up, and there is food that will be served. We have a wonderful concession stand. So keep that in mind.
If you haven't been there before, if you haven't had a chance to attend this event, it is enormous in scope. I mean, it really is.
It is.
There's so many different activities going on. There's so many different people in the community. Of course, cancer has affected all of us in some way or the other, and there's so many different people who want to participate and want to help. I mean, if you can't find something at Pink for Pites to laugh about, to enjoy, to have fun with, I mean, I don't think we can help you.
And what a great way to bring a family out or hang out with your friends for a good cause over this weekend. Sometimes we just look for things to do. Well, this is a great thing to do.
100%
full nights of it.
100% of the proceeds benefit the Pites Cancer Support House. Tickets are
$5 in advance, each. $8 at the door, $5 for children 5 to 12 and 5 and under are free. Again, it is August 11th and 12th. I don't know that we've put the date out there when we were speaking. We were kind of saying this weekend. So mark your calendars. Give them a call. You can call Melissa Hudson at 508-1457 to pre-purchase your tickets. That's important. And just gather some friends and family and plan on coming out for a good, uplifting event. It's just a lot of fun. A lot of fun
and
for
cancer,
all ages.
Cancer survivors are free.
Yes.
So they'll want to come to the Pites House and we'll check off their name and give them a free ticket.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. Room full of folks from the Pites Cancer Support House joining us this morning. Mary Potter, Terry Ware, Scott Copeland, and Melissa Hudson. It is hard to get the microphones turned back on after a commercial break because these people will not stop talking. You're so excited about everything that's going on with the rodeo.
You bet.
So, we've got, Terry, you've got a raffle that's going to be part of the event as well?
Yes, and we also will have, how do you say it about the wearing pink? Tough enough to wear pink. So we'll have some Wrangler items for sale, and that's just for purchase. And then we have a raffle. Raffle tickets will be $5 a piece, and you'll have eight or so items of which you can choose to place your ticket in. And I want to mention one is a gorgeous belt buckle, just the prettiest belt buckle. And I know for all cowboys and cowgirls, their buckle is part of their signature. And winning a buckle, however you win it, however you get one, is a big deal. So we have a beautiful buckle that will be in part of that. And then this gorgeous bandana quilt that is fleece and a horse head on the other side. And I looked at that yesterday, and every cowboy, cowgirl loves a bandana. It's all different colors. So
bandanas are all the rage now.
Oh,
you don't have
yes.
to be a cow anything. I mean, they are the cool accessory now.
And spur straps and front leg covers for horse and a hood for horse. And I know some people don't know what a horse hood is, but it's nothing bad. It's a good thing. And some horses just need to wear a hood to keep them calm or to keep their face shiny. So, you know, don't get
kinda
freaked
out. Kind of like the
little
blinders, right?
Don't get freaked out about that.
Kind of, sort of.
We have a gift certificate to the Dude Ranch Boots store and a gorgeous pink wreath about chicks and spurs, and I know that's the group, but it's just about chicks, so it doesn't have to go to one of those girls. Anybody, any woman would like to have this wreath for their door. It's just precious, so that's going to be a good time, and you'll want to come by and see those things, and even if there's something you don't want, there you go, another chance to donate to Pites.
You all, Mary, Terry, and Scott, all volunteer your time for the house. Why do you feel so passionate about this event and this community house that we have?
I'll start. I lost my mother to cancer. My husband has gone through cancer. A lot of family members. It's just one of those things that I think it touches way too many people too often. It's nice to go someplace where you have support and love and some camaraderie and uplifting. It's not all down in the dumps and whatever. It's just a fun place to be and to see how you can change the lives of others that are going through it. It's just so important.
The support aspect is so crucial. I mean, when you know someone who's going through the treatment, and to think about our retiree community, our retirement community, and how many people sometimes have to go through this devastating illness alone. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I can't imagine how someone would do that, and to know that there's a house full of people waiting to greet you, waiting to help you, waiting to give you a recipe, of something that might taste okay, just all the little things that people need while going through this.
And that's the big thing is, the house is there as support. There's wigs, there's items that when you're going through the process that, the little things of being able to fix your hair. To the rest of us at this point, it's not nothing big to us because that's what we have. But when you're going through this process, to be able to go out and have a wig and be not just have that little confidence
yeah.
thing is huge. And then just the support of the different groups, men, women, different types of cancer. I mean, there's everything there that we can do to help for those people that don't have family or have never been through the process. There's information packets and books mm-hmm. and just everything to help those that are going through that process.
And even if you do have a big, huge, crazy family and extended friends and have been part of the community forever, you know, you still need that support too.
Yeah. You sure do, and you don't have to keep your guard up. When you come through those doors, everything's cool. And I lost my dad to cancer, and then I experienced the goodness of the Pites House when my husband was diagnosed, and it was a rare form of cancer, and I didn't know where to turn for information. Information mm-hmm. is power. And they gave me everything I needed to know, booklets, pamphlets, put this huge binder together for me mm-hmm. because my husband didn't want to go. I could go in his place and get this information and then make it useful and share it with him. And it made a difference, and I want to help somebody else.
Amen.
And that's what they're there for. The house is there to help and provide information and assistance for any type of cancer in anybody.
And the house is there because of events like Pink for Pites. And, of course, that's August 11th and 12th. The Benefit Rotary at the Mountain Home Saddle Club Arena. The rodeo starts at 8, but all the activities kick off around 6. Get your tickets in advance, $5 in advance, 8 at the door. If you need tickets, go by the Pites Cancer Support House. Anywhere else can we get tickets?
No, you can give Melissa a call again at 508-1457, and you can check out all the details at pinkforpites.org.
Good luck, everybody. I hope you have a stellar two-day event.
Cross our fingers for good weather.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.